Oh man, maybe we should play Vice Project Doom, Drake. This is sweet AF.
That's like a romance novel. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 202.
This is a podcast where two drunken romance novels play retro games for your amusement. I am romance novel number one. My name is Jared.
Then I am romance novel number two. My name is Earl. And this week, well, we're pulling a little bit of an audible here, Revelers. Originally, we were going to play a Sega Genesis game, because we're still, obviously, we're recording from quarantine. We hope everybody's quarantine is going well. But, so, I'm just going to let them know what happened here, Drake. So, we got the, you know, we played an NES game, we played a Super Nintendo game last week. We bought the Sega Genesis Classics Collection on the Switch, so we could play online with each other and play some Sega games. And we decided to test it out about a minute before we were going to record. And good thing we did, because the input delay makes it fucking unplayable. We could not play the game we were going to play because we couldn't. Like, the online is just so shit.
I don't know if it's just that the connection was bad between us. I mean, my internet apparently sucks on the Switch.
Well, I think it has more to do with just that that game has shitty online.
I'll look into that. Otherwise, maybe I'll buy an adapter.
Well,
plug hardwire in and try it that way.
Right.
I don't know.
So anyway, we're pulling an audible, and we're not going to play a Sega game. We are going to play Vice Project Doom on the NES, which features a cover that is very romance novel-esque.
It's just like a guy and a girl, like, standing there.
And they're, like, looking all sexy, like, his shirt is all ripped, and she's got this little pink dress on with no
looks
back.
Looks like a romance novel.
It does.
Vice Project Doom by Danielle Steele.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. before we get to Vice Project Doom, how's it going this week, Jerick? How's your quarantine?
I mean, it's quarantine-erific, I guess.
Quarantine-erific.
You know, hanging out, doing some school. Starting today, throughout the weekend, obviously by the time this comes out, it'll be long over, but the Games Done Quick people are doing a special... just brief, like, Games Done Quick events, but, like, everybody's just streaming from home or whatever.
Ah.
But they have, you know, still announcers and everything. Like,
this weekend that's happening?
Yeah, it started this morning.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
And they're raising money for, like, the, you know, like, COVID-19, like, relief fund or whatever to get, like, hospital workers and stuff the protective gear that they need.
Great. Unfortunately, by the time the Revelers hear this, that'll be old news to them. But
long over.
Yeah, but cool.
By that time, because it's just over the weekend, Friday, and it's like late Sunday night, I think.
Is it like 24 hours a day?
Yep.
Oh, it is. So is it just on Twitch if I search for Games Done Quick or something?
Yep, just Games Done Quick on Twitch.
Cool. I'll definitely.
Yeah, so I watched a bit of that earlier. But yeah, otherwise, you know, schooling it up.
Nice.
Sitting there listening to my teacher teach on video conference shit.
Cool.
It's weird. But
have you seen any of your classmates naked?
I have not. pretty much nobody other than a handful of people have even their video on.
They're
you
watching.
Don't really need it. Yeah. Most people don't even ever turn their mics on. Nobody really talks. We just kind of sit. I mean, a few of us do. I answer a question if I can.
I was like, how do you ask a question, but you can raise your hand on Zoom.
Yeah, you can click the button to raise your hand.
I was like, oh yeah, cool. Great. Oh, yeah.
That's about it. How you doing, man?
I am well. I had a pretty good week this week. I was deemed, like, I don't know if the rules changed recently or if my boss actually just read them. but I was deemed essential this week, an essential employee, because I'm...
You were always essential to me.
Thanks, bro. Thank you. But I was deemed essential at work, which means I can go back to work. I'm the only one in the building, so it's very odd. but I've been going to work this week, and it's been glorious being out of the house. Like, I've never been so excited to go to work before. Like, it's just like, oh my God. And you know, I'll just be honest, hopefully my boss isn't listening to this, but you know, like I haven't been there 8 hours a day every day, like
obviously
nobody else is there and it's like, okay, well it's 3 o'clock. I'm going to go home, you know, but
you did a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. You know, I get there in the morning and I do a bunch of stuff and leave, and it's more than I've been doing for the last month. So that's
right.
It's just, I don't know. I'm excited to be back at work. There's lots of little projects that I can do by myself. Just, you know, a lot of cleaning and organizing, but it's a lot of shit that needs to get done that we just never have time to do. And suddenly all we have is this time to do it. So, yeah. Or I guess
you
all
got
I have.
The time.
Yep. So yeah, that's exciting. I got to go back to work this week, and yeah. And I don't like, I know I reported a few weeks ago that I lost my job, 'cause that's what I was told at the time. But it changes every day. And now I'm fairly confident I will have a job throughout this crisis. So I'm pretty stoked about that. yeah. Anyway, tell the Revelers and I, Jurek, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII Remake.
And now that it's been another week, like what, like, 'cause it just came out the last time
we
recorded.
It came out the day we recorded last time. So I had only played it for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours by that point.
And now what do you got? Like 20?
Right around 20, I think, maybe a little more.
And what's the verdict?
My opinion has soured on it.
It is soured.
It has soured.
Interesting. Why?
I do not like it, really. I mean, I'm still playing it just because I want to see it through and see what, I mean, it's just largely what I kind of suspected I was going to not like about it, that it's the first, you know, 6 or 7 hours of the game stretched into a 30-hour game or whatever.
Okay,
so
add like
a bunch of unnecessary fluff, and like, you know, they flesh out the characters of like Jesse, Biggs, and Wedge, who are in the grand scheme of things inconsequential characters.
Are those your two friends at the beginning?
Yeah, they're with you on the like opening mission.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But like they don't really matter in the,
right.
When in the 50-hour game that it, you know, the real game normally is, they're in it for the opening, you know, little bits, and then
minutes,
you never hear from them again. Well, I mean, spoilers, because they're dead.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, spoiler alert. Sorry, Revelers. We need a spoiler alert button. I don't have one.
I mean, whatever. It is a, you know, 24-year-old game.
Right, right.
Story-wise, at least. but yeah, so that's my main problem, is that like I would probably really like it if they would have just made the whole game. And like, I like the combat and the music is awesome, but God, it just drags. And it's, you would hate it because they will not let you play the game for more than like 5 or 10 minutes without a goddamn cutscene.
Yeah. I seriously contemplated buying it this week.
No, you would hate it.
I know. And that was the exact reason I was like,
a few hours in maybe.
Yeah. Like, even the original one, those cutscenes are too long for me. So,
and they're way spaced out in the original.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know,
but
it is
nonstop, and it's largely kind of my same problem. The reason I stopped playing, you know, the Kingdom Hearts 3 I talked about on here, is that every 5 minutes or whatever, there's a, you know, 2 minute long cutscene talking about shit. It's like, I just want to play the game. And it makes sense because the same director of Kingdom Hearts 3 is the director of this game. So I think he just doesn't know how to make a game and tell a story.
Pace a story with gameplay. Yeah.
The main problem is the pacing in this game is just atrocious.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, it's like The Hobbit. Let's take the shortest book of the Tolkien
and
series
make it into
three movies.
3 hour movies. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm not kidding, but I'm close to the end, I think. I mean, like, I also, yeah, in the opening bit of Midgar, you know, there's like, I don't know, four or five things that happen that really matter. And
yeah,
that's fine when it's when you're only there for, you know, 6 or 7 hours,
but when you're there, when for, you're 20, there for
30 hours, 30 hours and nothing's happening.
Yeah. And are all the side quests, like the stuff they added, is it really all just fluff? The
side quests are mind numbingly stupid.
Is it like you have to go battle this guy, or like what yeah, are the
basically
side quests?
Do that. Or like this little girl asks you to go help her find her kittens.
Oh, and there's
like,
five.
I want to help you find your goddamn cats.
I mean, that, those kind of quests can be kind of fun. I don't know. Like,
yeah, but in this sense, they're clearly there just to pad out the length of the game. Nah. They serve no purpose whatsoever. Like yeah. The final batch that I am like encountering right now, it tells me like you can do these, but once you enter, you know, the Shinra building, you won't be able to go back and do these until you complete the game. And I'm just kind of like, whatever. I'm just moving on with the game. I just want to get it over with. I'm not doing these stupid side quests.
Right.
Get me to the end of the game.
Okay. Well, not.
So yeah. Hopefully, I'll finish it in a few days, and yeah.
Great. Well,
see if I play part two when it comes out.
I mean, I bet you will, just to say you've done it. Probably. But maybe not. I guess if you really don't like this one that much, I don't know.
I don't know. But who knows? Maybe the second part will actually involve more stuff,
like playing a game, a
bigger portion of the game.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, I honestly, know. The beginning of Final Fantasy VII is a lot of exposition and a lot of just getting you set up, you know? So
it's not even like, yeah, nothing. The good stuff and the interesting stuff in the story and the game overall don't even happen until after you leave Midgar.
Hmm.
So.
Wow.
I don't know. But what have you been playing?
Well, I've got some more good news on that front. So I had an excellent week this week. I have I've paid off my mortgage in full this week. I had an opportunity to do a lot of fishing and bug catching this week. Yeah, it was just a really good week. I got a 5-star rating on my island, so I've been playing Animal Crossing pretty much nonstop. I can't stop playing it. I love it so much. I've been reading about it all day long. I've been playing it all day long. Like, I love it. Like, I don't know. I'm just, yeah, it's so much fun. I've got this idea now. Like, Jurikside, I had him over to my island take a little look. But I made a waterfall mountain for my house, which was really cool. It had waterfalls coming off of every single side, even the back, which you can't see the waterfall, but you can see it coming off the back. Like, it looks like an infinity pool. But anyway, so I built that, but just earlier today, I demolished that whole thing. I mean, I didn't demolish it. I just like filled in all the water basically and added a big yard. I wanted a yard for my own house. So I changed that. And now I've got this great idea for another, I'm going to say building. Like, people have been making, you know, like I saw a video of like, oh, I made this hotel, you know, and it's got rooms and but you use the landscaping to like help you do that kind of stuff. And I've got this idea for a building that I want to make, but I don't want to say too much because I want it to be a surprise for you and for Abby.
Okay.
Jurik's fiance is really into Animal Crossing right now too, and we've been playing.
She's way into it as well. Yeah, I'm very upset she didn't get her crown the other day.
Oh, there's
kicking
a little...
one of her best friends off the island accidentally because she didn't bother to read.
Yeah, so what
throwing you under the bus, hon?
What can happen is you get a camper in your campsite, and if you keep talking to them, they'll eventually say, hey, I kind of want to live here, is that okay with you? And if you say yes, they'll be like, oh, okay, well, I'll just kick out boop this random villager. So you don't get to choose. Like, if you could choose which villager left, that would be sweet.
Oh yeah, because she has a villager she wants off the island.
I think everybody probably has about
one. It just kind of moved in,
yeah,
without her permission.
Which is very unfortunate for Abby. I really feel for her. One of my villagers the other day asked me if they should move, and I told them yes, you should move. And I felt
you kicked someone off.
I did because it was Robin. If anybody's playing the game, Robin is a bird who I thought was a boy the entire time I had her. But as she was moving out, everybody was referring to her as a girl. And I was like, oh, Robin's a girl. Interesting. Okay. So I had Robin move out, and I felt terribly guilty about it for days. I was just like, what have I done? I'll never see Robin again. This is terrible. But now I have Eloise, who's this adorable elephant, and but she can go if she needs to. Like, I'm not attached to Eloise yet. I might get attached to her. But I keep doing this, I don't know, I have two hamsters, and now I have two elephants. And I kind of want a variety of animals for my villagers, but I could kick Rodney out. I have Rodney the hamster. Any diehard Animal Crossing fans listening right now will know about Rodney, and he is not a well-liked villager. But he's ugly. That's why. He's an
ugly hamster.
He's an ugly hamster. But he is kind of cute when you get to know him. Like, I like Rodney now. Rodney's my guy. And I have Flurry. Flurry is the most adorable hamster in all the land. So she's staying for sure. I could go on and on. I love fucking Animal Crossing.
Oh, I know. Whenever we get on one of these things, you and Abby just talk about Animal Crossing.
I know. When Revelers, when we, right when, like, Jurek and I started this we're recording through Zoom tonight. And we started this call, you know, an hour ago before we started the show. And as soon as I logged on, Abby was like, "Earl, I'm devastated." I was like, "What happened?" And she told me about her villager, and I fell for
she's
her.
She's been very upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
She went over to her villager's house, and she's got her boxes packed. She's ready in boxes. To move.
It's so sad she'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you can get her back. Like, she's not gone forever. So, like, she can now be a villager that'll appear on the island if you have an open plot. You can get amiibo cards and get her back too. So there is ways.
Okay.
So reassure Abby that, like,
all right,
her favorite villager is not gone forever. It's not her favorite. Right. I don't know who my favorite villager is. I would say out of all mine, I have a big crush on Anacotti. She's a mouse and she's just adorable. And I want her to be my girlfriend, but I don't think you can date in Animal Crossing. my friend Ben is also playing
an interspecies relationship.
I know. My friend Ben is also playing, and he texted me the other day, and he's like, I can't remember what villager it was, but it was one of his villagers. He's like, "I just had a conversation with this villager. It went really well, and I think we're dating now." I was just like, "All right, man, cool.
fair enough.
It went really well, and I think we're dating now." It was just like a text out of nowhere. I thought it was hilarious. Okay. Anyway, Jurek, this week we're going to be playing Vice Project Doom on
Vice Project Doom,
the NES Switch Online app, if you will. This Indeed. Is the part of the show where we would normally do our three questions. However, we don't have three questions this week because we had to pull this audible. So, Jurek, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Vice Project Doom on the NES? I couldn't even remember what we were playing.
Yes.
Great. Let's hear it.
All right. So Vice Project Doom was released in 1991 on the NES. It is developed by Acom? I don't know. AICOM.
What? The cover that we're looking at right now says Sammy.
That is the publisher.
That's the publisher. Okay. Yeah.
Sammy.
There's no.
Oh, yeah. It's published by Sammy, Sammy.
You know, that old company.
So, Acom is a Japanese video game developer, apparently founded in 1988, possibly by a group that left IREM and Jalico.
I've always said Jalico, but I could be wrong about that, I guess. Or maybe it might be Jalico. I don't know if people say Jalico, or I've always said Jalico, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else we got? Anything good?
Acom, published by Sammy. I don't know.
You think Sammy is literally one guy? Like, just old Sammy in his garage publishing fucking sweet NES games?
Well, they are currently now a developer and retailer of pachinko machines.
Ah, okay. Just like Konami, right?
So, just like Konami. but they're known for publishing a small number of video games like Guilty Gear. It's the only one I know of.
Okay. What, name some others. Are there
Let's see if I can. Yeah, I can't. They don't really. It just says, yeah, Guilty Gear, the Rumblefish.
Oh, the old Rumblefish.
And Survival Arts.
Yeah, I have never heard of
them. They're apparently all like fighting games.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting.
Cool. But the composer is the only person listed as far as people who worked on it, and the composer is Kiyoshi Yokoyama.
Kiyoshi Yokoyama, have you clicked on their name?
I cannot.
You cannot click on their name, so we don't know what they've done. Should we listen to some of Kiyoshi's jams right now?
We can do that.
Let's do it. It's actually very good.
It is.
As Jurek pointed, we listened to some earlier, and Jurek pointed out that it does start to get a little repetitive. It does kind of sound the same. But it is very good, though. It's got that,
it
like,
is good.
It's got like a nice driving beat behind it. It feels
it's
like
pretty rocking.
Yeah, it feels like music that would be for an action game. With
it,
which
almost
this is.
At times reminds me of like Ninja Gaiden music.
Yeah
and that it's just like fast-paced, kind of like really really driving home.
Yeah, like keep going forward. Yep. Cool.
But yeah, so the music, yeah, it's actually pretty good. But so this game, we tested it out a bit before because neither of us had ever heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, this is a rare. Well, I've heard of this game, but I've never played it before.
I've never heard of it. Both of us have never played it then.
Yeah.
The genre on Wikipedia is listed as platformer, driving, and shooter. Because apparently the first and 10th stage, so there's 11 stages.
Okay.
The first and the 10th are driving stages.
Okay.
While stage 4-2 and 11-1 are shooting stages.
Okay.
And the rest are standard side-scrolling.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, and each it kind of almost makes it sound like it is clearly like almost based on Ninja Gaiden ish.
Okay.
Kind of in that,
that makes sense.
Each like level or whatever kind of begins with like a movie style sequence providing the game's narrative. So little like cutscenes and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, you know, as far as cutscenes were at the time.
Right. They're like more like cut pictures.
Yeah.
Like it shows you a picture and then with some words below it.
But yeah, so apparently, yeah, I don't know. It takes place in the distant future where some corporation was involved in the development of electronic equipment and military weapons, but it's actually a front operated by a race of alien beings
who are dealing drugs, right?
Living on the Earth for centuries in secrecy.
But it doesn't say the alien beings are dealing drugs.
No.
Oh,
maybe. The aliens have developed a substance named gel.
Yeah.
Which was initially intended to be used as food for their species, but also functions as an addictive substance to humans that results in terrible side effects and is now being sold as an illegal drug within the underworld.
Yeah, yep. Your main character is like a drug cop, or he's like
He works for the Vice Unit. He's a Vice Unit.
Yeah, he's a Vice cop, I guess.
Vice Project Doom.
Yep. Okay,
his
that
name
makes
is
sense.
Detective Hart.
Detective Hart. And who's this fine-looking lady here? I think her name's like...
appearance of his partner.
I read it 2 seconds ago, but I don't remember.
Yeah. Hart is assisted by his lover and fellow vice agent, Christy.
Old Christy.
And
right.
Sophia, an acquaintance of the two.
Oh, Christy and Sophia. Oh, get it. What's his name again?
Agent or Detective Hart.
Detective Hart. Does he have a first name? I'd like to call him by his first name.
Detective.
Detective. Okay. Get
I'm assuming
it, Detective.
He's, perhaps his first name.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
That's all it tells me.
Cool.
Detective Hart.
Well, what do you think? Should we fucking play this game? Like, let's get to it. Let's do it. I think before we do that, we better take a shot first, though.
Yeah, man. Are we going down the pipe? I can't hear your sound effect.
Yeah, we did go down the pipe. Cool. I think we went down the pipe. I'm going to play
it again, just for good measure.
I did. So we're down the pipe for sure this time. We're down the pipe twice, I think. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Whew. Okay, Vice Project Doom, let's fucking do this here. I gotta get the sound on. Sammy, I like to think that old Sammy's just in his garage fucking churning out NES games.
Just
like,
one dude.
Yeah, just fucking sweet NES games. Vice Project Doom. You know,
yeah,
what? I was confusing,
like,
when I first saw this, I was confusing this with Power Fist, I think it's called. Power Blade is what it's called. And that is not this game at all. But this is cool. I like that we like are going into this completely blind.
Yeah.
Not completely blind. We played it for five seconds just to make sure that like it was a game we.
All right, I'm skipping all that.
Yeah, I skipped the story. Fuck it. Oh, we're back at the title screen.
We're back. Hang on. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Heart, maniac, loose in area D on route D. Oh, in area D. Okay.
In area D on route 246. Yeah, I got him. Just what I needed. Another nutcase loose in the city.
It's show time.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so like
driving level.
Driving level. Like at first,
which we thought at first maybe it was just driving.
Yeah, I was like, oh sweet, it's a fucking cool racing game, but you're not racing. You have a sweet gun. You pretty much hit everything that is in your path.
I really don't know how to not hit everything.
There's no way to. Like, I think some things, like I think you're getting money and
hitting. I am getting money.
Yeah. and there's like these weird piranha plant things that like
those are bugs.
Oh, they're bugs.
They got like wings.
Oh, those are
the bugs I was talking about.
Are those the aliens? Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense now.
But like, I guess we skipped the opening cutscene, so I guess I'm not sure. Like, do we already know about the aliens?
Ooh, I don't know. It seems like we're answering this call in Area D. You know.
Yeah.
So you can go to Christy and give her Area D.
All right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Was that too vulgar? No. Was that too vulgar for this podcast?
No, that's perfect.
Okay.
I don't know what this boss is supposed to be.
You did it. So, we'll have to do the old switch 'em player thing here.
Yeah. So how do I switch now?
Maybe we can't.
No,
oh,
I can.
No, yeah, okay.
Player 1 and player 2 have been swapped. You are now player 2.
And menus will be controlled by ACTRAC. Okay, right, here we go.
You should be in control now.
Oh, I am. Cool.
Yep.
Okay, now it's a side-scroller, and it is
so super, now it's a side-scroller.
Super Ninja Gaiden-esque. Like this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know what these guys crawling around
are. Like, they're like, they have like mohawks or something. And then there's like these
like
weird
spikes or something.
Pogo stick guy. But they crawl on all fours. Like, what is that about?
And I don't know what these things you're collecting are either.
I guess they're aliens. We have to remember that the bad guys are aliens.
Yeah.
Okay, these platforms like all fucking. Oh my.
Oh yeah. So keep moving. I was gonna say, look at, but I'll tell you in a second. Look at like down. Yeah. On the bottom of the screen, there's three things to like select.
Oh, shit. That
you went the wrong way.
I guess. Can I try that one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
start here at least. Start right here. Oh my god.
Okay, that's one way to do it.
That's not the right way. But
I would have gone to the left and dropped.
Well, I as I was going down the ladder, like it automatically pushed me right.
Like, can you switch between your weapons there in the bottom?
Oh yeah, I can. I got a gun now.
And now you have a gun. Its bullets do not go very far.
No, they do not. And do I have an ammo count? Can you see an ammo count? I'm not paying attention. I'm trying to kill this.
What is wait, this shoot do? One more time.
Oh, it's a sweet bomb.
No, it's a grenade.
Or that, whatever. Okay.
I think, yeah.
My NES controller is a little messed up. When I press down, it goes right. That's why I was doing that weird jump thing. Okay.
Yeah, I think you do. Yeah, you definitely have ammo.
All right. I liked the sword.
Yeah, just use your sword, I guess.
Oh, these pogo stick fuckers don't stand a chance. I mean,
you've got 36 bullets, but the gun does not seem all that useful.
No. What is this pumpkin man?
I don't know. Don't fall off here, though, because that's what I did when I was playing earlier.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Shortcut. Nailed it.
Oh, my God. I think I'm at the boss. These levels are short and sweet.
They are. Oh, you're at the boss.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. He throws, like the world at
like
you.
Like, I-beams at you.
Yeah. I guess God. Blast him with your gun. Like, there you go. Unload on him, man.
Yeah, fuck you. How many bullets do I have left?
30, 26, 25.
Yeah, fuck you. Yes, yeah, I got him.
He's dead.
Oh, my God. We're just fucking dominating Vice Project Doom, Jurek. Dominating. Level 1, level 2, fucking done.
Damn right. This game really does kind of remind me of Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, me too. Like, the cutscenes are very similar, too.
The cutscenes are exactly the same.
I mean, basically, if your main guy had a ninja mask on, this would be Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah. Kim Ron?
Oh, here. Sorry. How do I, I guess I can't skip this? Oh, yeah, I can. Okay, hang on. Whoops. Nope. Oh,
well, you're in control now.
How do I... Oh.
There. Oh, I got it.
You have to do it. I don't think I have the option to do it. Yeah. I think whoever creates the online session can switch players.
Okay, so select changes your weapons.
Select changes your weapons, yep. Oh, my God, that was a tiger. You just fucking wrecked it, Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, look at this guy. He's got fucking nunchakus. Oh yeah, my
what the
God.
Fuck is this like it's leopard like
a,
running
it's
around?
Like a fucking house cat. It's also just like...
Yeah, I know. It kind of is. Yeah, it's like the size of like a house cat. It is. Much more dangerous, apparently.
Oh my God. This is just like Ninja Gaiden.
It's very similar.
It seems like maybe it doesn't work
quite
as well.
I'm getting wrecked, though.
Yeah, you are getting wrecked. But it seems like when you get hit, you know, like... Honestly, at the time this game came out, I'm surprised you have as many hits as you have.
Right.
You know, like, it seems like, oh, one hit and you're dead forever, and like nobody ever played this game ever again. But they did it right, and they gave you this life bar, and it seems like when you get hit by these enemies, you're not actually losing that much life. Like, you've been hit a lot. Yep, right in the old pit.
Fell right off the edge.
Give it another go. Here we go.
I don't know.
Oh, sparks. You got hit by the spark.
Jesus. I know, and it
game over. Oh, okay, but
Yeah.
Did we?
So it's even like Ninja Gaiden that just starts you on the same level.
Same level, but at the beginning of the level, but still.
Right.
Oh man, nicely done. What are these like radios you're getting? Or they have a letter on them, and
are like bullets and grenades. And
stuff. Okay. Oh, I see. G for grenade. That makes sense.
G for grenade. B for bullets.
I see. Oh, B for bullets, not A for ammo.
B for bullets.
These guys are wrecking you. You need to get your sword out. The gun is not the way to go. Like, the sword is quicker, I think. I could be wrong, but...
No, there's just so many of these damn cats, though.
And it's... You keep going backwards and making characters respawn, which, you know, classic NES gamer problems, but...
Yeah. Like, what is... I'm curious what the point of the money is.
Maybe you can, I don't know, buy upgrades or something, like a better gun or something. Because that gun seems pretty fucking weak. Although it wrecked that boss I played, so.
Yeah.
Man,
these guys are the worst.
Those fucking nunchakus.
The purple guys.
The nunchaku. What are these pumpkin guys?
I don't know.
He's got a pumpkin head and a green cape, and he throws his fucking stupid shit at you. Oh, there's B. Oh, God.
Just fell right off the edge.
Oh my God. Oh, you did it. Oh. Oh my God. There's
so many cats.
Some people would love this game.
Not cat me.
People. Cat people would love this game.
All sneezy.
Are you cat people, Revelers? I don't know. Not me. I'll tell you that much. Not
nope,
Jurek either.
Not me either.
I'm allergic to, yeah. Super sneezy. Yeah. Sneezy and itchy eyes. I always get itchy eyes around cats.
Yeah, that's, oh, yeah, my dad. Here.
All right.
I'm going to give you control.
All
right. Here.
Here's a free lesson. Let me show you how this is done.
All right. You should have control.
Here we go. Boom.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I could have made it past this part if I could make it here with more than like a little bit of health. But that first part is just so hard. There's like nonstop cats and nonstop those purple guys that just like rush at you.
Oh, I'm at a different part. I see. I was
You're at the part where I die.
I know, but like it is. It does seem easier than I just tried to instinctively do a smash move on that guy. Like I was gonna, I was trying to. I jumped off the ladder and I was trying to back air him. But that didn't happen.
Wrong game.
All right, here we go.
That first area was just brutal.
Did you make it this far?
No.
Okay. Oh man, can you duck? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck this wizard guy. Oh my god. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, boss. Yep.
Oh man. Oh.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Take. That's a lot of health they're taking away from
you. Yep. Oh my god. Wow. What is that? What just happened? I just got fucking wrecked. I couldn't even hit that guy. I hit him like 8 times with my gun. It took away 1 bar of life. He has like 20 of them.
Yikes.
Holy shit. Okay. Well, I mean, you want to. Here.
Yeah. See if you can do any better on this opening part.
All right. Here we go. Oh my god.
It's not easy.
I doubt it. I mean, oh man. Yeah.
Yeah, those purple guys.
I don't have the timing down. That's the first purple guy I've faced.
Purple guys, there's cats everywhere. I don't know what is going on.
The purple guys.
Yeah, it's like they stand there for a second, and when you get. It's like you. I think you need to grenade them or shoot them from a distance because they just start charging you.
You basically need to stop. Like, that's. Okay.
These
I got
cats
it.
And these goddamn pumpkin heads. Like, I don't understand what is going on in this world.
I don't either. Why is those pumpkin guys?
I thought it was just about aliens selling like drugs to humans or something. Why are there ninjas and pumpkin heads and feral cats?
Oh my god, you're right. There's fucking cats everywhere.
Right there. It's all of a sudden. It's like, okay, well, now we're gonna throw cats at you from every angle.
Like, I think they even drop on you. Okay, here we go. Now I've got 3 bars of life to do the part that I just easily breezed through. Okay, here we go.
It's just impossible. You got 53 coins for something.
Oh my god.
Who knows what those are for?
Oh. You can't. Oh my god, these fucking birds.
Right? Okay. Like giant birds or dragonflies or something?
I let him hit me. Oh. I knew he was going to come down on me. All right.
Fucking head gotcha.
Now you give this part a shot with full life. You'll be you'll be able to get to the boss for sure, and then you're going to get fucking wrecked. Oh. You don't want to jump on those sparks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of got that.
I was trying
to jump over it, to be fair.
The big blue electric thing? You don't want to touch that in a video game? That doesn't make sense.
Weird. It seems like something you would want to touch.
Back air this fucker. Yeah, get him right off the ladder. Boom. Nope. Fuck him.
I'm just going to leave him be.
Yeah, leave him be. Oh, man. And the pumpkins have boomerangs? I guess I noticed. I don't know. I don't know if I noticed that before. These spiky back guys are the fucking weirdest.
I don't know what they are.
They're like crawling on all fours and they have these spiky backs. Like, okay, boss time. I don't know if I think grenades might be what you want. The gun.
That's what I was going to try.
Oh yeah. The grenades, but he's going to get you. You got half his life, so or a little
God,
bit
he,
less.
He
than
really
that,
just wrecks you.
He wrecks you. Oh, but you start. You start
right
one screen
here
away
for now.
So that's good. I mean, maybe try the sword. I guess I don't know. I don't think you can get close enough to him with the sword, though. I don't know how you're supposed to do that. Like honestly, that seems nigh impossible. Unless you just have to like really take your time. I mean,
I know.
Basically, like, throw a grenade. There's no way to... Like, when he comes right at you... Oh, you can run through those. I see. You can jump on top of them or run through them. Oh. That still is no help.
No, I know. But... This guy's just all over the place. Jeez.
And he takes away so much life every time he hits you. That's what I thought that first boss was going to be like, but looks like we made it to the third. So,
yeah.
Right?
All right. Did you say there's like a level?
There is a level select. Let's try and do it here. I just had it up.
Let's just cheat a little bit.
Here we go. Stage select. Turn the game on. Oh, we can't do it.
Is it going to be hard to do with this?
I don't think we can do it. Turn the game on. Hold the A button down and press the reset button. Press A or B on controller 2 to bring up the sound test. Pressing up or down on controller 1 will allow you to go through the sound test. Pressing B on controller 2 will bring up the stage select option. Okay, so turn the game on, hold the A button down, and press the reset button. Like,
well, you can reset game.
You can, but you have to do it with the A button. I'm holding the A button down. I don't think it's going to do anything, but...
And press the reset button. Hold A or B on controller 2.
Oh, on controller 2.
Problem, though.
Well, I have controller 2. Hold the A button down and press the reset button. Press A or B.
I'm going to just, like, press this and then keep holding A.
Yeah, you do that. Okay, reset, and then press
A or B on controller 2.
Which I'm doing. Oh, I was like, mine says 1, but that's because it's... Hang on. Okay, just you keep holding it. Well, I don't. Press start. Can you press start? What happens if you press start now?
It just starts the game.
Yeah, we can't do this. We can't do it.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it.
That's so dumb. All right, well, now we're all the way back at the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's fine. Oh, that's too bad. I was like... I didn't even read what the code was earlier, and I was like, "Oh,
yeah, I guess you just saw
able to enter a code on an emulator. It's fine, blah blah blah." But I guess I forgot about the NES and their little. Sometimes every once in a while,
you're controlling. I gave you control.
Sorry, I did. I thought I was watching the demo. Oh my god, I'm just hitting everything.
Yeah. I don't think we can do that.
Nope. I don't think there's literally a way to do it. I mean, there might be a way, but oh my god, what the fuck? I dodged those motherfucking bugs or aliens or whatever they may be. Oh my god. Oh my god. This level is fun, though. This driving level, I kind of wish there was more like this.
Yeah.
Although, I have hit everything. Every single thing.
Yeah, but I feel... Oh, but now you have full health.
That's because I just got a chicken.
A
fully cooked chicken in the middle of the road that's about the size of your car. So, I mean, that was like... That was a good fucking chicken. You know, it's just like those fully cooked chickens that are all over the street in Streets of Rage. Or or that are just hiding in brick walls in Castlevania. the old fully cooked chicken, eh?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Okay, I did it. Do you want to play this level now? I mean... Well, I guess we do have some time here. Like, I don't think there's... What are you looking at? Is there...
I was trying to see if there's a way to, like, do codes on here.
With, But alas.
I can't really find anything about it.
I don't think there is. You know what's weird? Like, I don't think kids today know about codes. Like...
I mean, there's still codes.
Well,
there's
cheats, but...
Yeah.
But they're... Oh, my God.
You can see which parts are going to break away.
I know, but but even once it starts breaking away, you can't jump. There's I tried to get out of that, but it stuck me in there. Oh my god! It's like because what happens is it falls one square, and then you land on it, but landing on it has a little bit of lag. So you don't have time to jump before it falls again. That's stupid design. Oh, well. Okay, here's the part that I literally cannot pass because apparently it's the hardest part in all the video games. There we go.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, what are these, like, dudes in robes, like, pogo
stick men. The pogo men. Oh my god! And this guy
game makes no sense.
It makes no sense, but I kind of like it. Like, it's not terrible. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
It's weird, but it's all right.
I really do.
Well, other than that second boss, that third boss, I guess, which is impossible.
Yeah. What's over here?
Nothing.
All right. Here we go. This boss was doable. How did you do it with grenades? Oh, this is the boss.
No, you beat this boss.
I beat this boss? Which boss is this?
The first one, or the...
Oh, yeah, I did it with the gun. Yeah, he was super
easy. With the gun, yeah.
That's right. Do you want to fight the boss? I'll get you to the boss, and then you can fight.
All right, get me to the boss.
I just thought you might need some assistance getting to the boss, Drew. So let me just
give
do
me
it
to Mr.
for
Springsteen.
You. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to get you to Mr. Oh.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I thought you could just fall down the hole, but you have to go down
the ladder. No, it's like Ninja Gaiden, where even though you're going down to that level, you have to use the ladder.
You do. That's so dumb. Okay. Do you want to play? I feel like now I got to play the whole level again. But
I'm taking control.
Take control. Do it. Shit. We pulled an audible, so I didn't even think about discussion question or anything for this
week. I know.
Let me see if we have anything. I don't think we do. Oh, man. I really wanted to play the game we were going to play. One of my three questions was so good.
Was it something about Lamont?
Maybe.
Lamont, the Funka...
The Funkopotamus! Revelers, I'm giving away the secret. We were going to play Toe Jam and Earl Panic on Funkatron tonight, and it was going to be fucking awesome. And as I was researching, I discovered that the guy, the guy you're trying to save, I guess, or
yeah, the source of all
the source of all funk, the source of all funk, the Funkopotamus, the great Funkopotamus. His first name is Lamont. And I was like, yes,
Lamont,
it's so perfect. That was one of my three questions, is what's his first name? And what does he look like, Drake? That was the other one.
Oh, I don't know what he looks like.
He does not look like
a very funky hippopotamus.
That is absolutely incorrect, but
that's incorrect.
Oh yeah. He's like
he's not a funky hippopotamus?
No, he's like this tiny little weird lizard creature with huge eyes.
Oh, that makes no sense.
But his name is Lamont the Funkopotamus, and he's fucking hilarious. Anyway, shout out to Lamont, our main man. we were going to play a game with you in it today, and I was going to just tell everyone that from now on I'm calling our Lamont, the real Lamont, Lamont the Funkopotamus from here on out. So... But alas, we did not get to play Toe Jam and Earl Panic on Funkatron. Yep.
I smoked that boss.
See, that boss is easy.
That boss is super easy.
Yeah.
And then the second one just jumps around all nimbly bimbly.
All nimbly bimbly. I mean, I'm sure there's a pattern you can figure out, but...
Oh, I'm sure. There always is.
Yeah. Jurek, do you have a... can you look on your website and get us a discussion question?
I suppose.
Well, I suppose. We got a few minutes left. Maybe we don't need a discussion question. Let me just come up with one here. Or no, why don't you look? Actually, can I play though while you look?
Yeah. Oh. Oh yeah. I suppose I have control right now.
Yeah, you got to switch it.
There we go. Oh, got to back up.
There we go.
Now you should have control.
Great. I'm gonna fucking dominate this cat level. Oh my god, these purple guys are the worst. Okay, I get the cats. They fucking. Oh, I thought I got the cat. As I just get wrecked by 8 cats in a row. I haven't hit a bad guy in fucking, oh my god. This game is hard. That's hard. I don't know what happened there. I feel like there wasn't that many guys to begin with. Oh, okay. Can't make that jump. That's for sure. Sometimes you do got to go over. You can't just make the jump. As it turns out, revelers. I just want
you
to know.
Here's
a
question.
Okay, here we go. What do we got?
What inanimate object do you wish you could eliminate from existence?
Inanimate object?
What's just some random object in the world that you see as serving no purpose and it can just go away?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. What inanimate object could just go away? Do you have an answer to this?
I don't.
Oh, okay. I was holy shit.
Yeah, it was. I didn't pick it because I instantly had an answer.
Right.
I was just like, That seems like something we can think about and discuss. I don't know. I just scrolled down and picked a random question.
God, I cannot make it past this part. This is this game is fucking impossible. All right, let me try this one more time, and then I think it's gonna be game.
It really makes a huge like spike in difficulty.
It really does. Like
when it gets to this point, and then it goes back down to.
I got the cat stuck.
You like glitched the cat.
Okay, I think you just really have to take it slowly.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. Which I just like all of my instinct tells me to run fast.
I know, like just keep going. Cause like I think Ninja Gaiden is what is oh my god.
Yeah, I think that's what's influencing my decisions.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. You just gotta be patient. Patience is key here. I don't know though how to beat that boss.
I know.
I don't think patience is gonna do it for that boss. But
I don't think so. It's like impossible to dodge around and get away from his bullshit.
Literally fucking cats
and then
everywhere.
You get to this point and it's just like cats galore. Pussy galore.
Pussy galore. Which Bond is she from?
Oh god, I don't know.
Octopussy, I think, actually.
No, isn't that Octopussy?
Well, Octopussy is the villain, but...
Oh, but Pussy Galore is from that.
I think maybe. So. Maybe. Actually, I probably are actually totally wrong. I have no idea. I wish I knew the Bond movies better than I do. My controller is broken. When I push down... Look at this. That's me holding down.
Yeah, I'm holding down. Kind of have issues with that and stuff,
These are
too.
These Switch controllers. They've never been this shitty before.
Pussy Galore is from Goldfinger.
Goldfinger. That makes sense.
Does it?
I don't know. But she's not the enemy, is she?
She's the Bond girl.
Yeah, she's like your girlfriend.
Which, I mean, sometimes the Bond girl is also
the enemy. Like, isn't there one with, like, what's her name? She's like a model. I mean, they're all models. Denise Richards. Isn't there one with Denise Richards and like
Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yeah, Tomorrow Never Dies. Isn't she like she's your girl, but then she's the bad guy? Oops.
No, I don't think she's the bad guy.
I'm gonna fuck this guy up.
Her name is Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
Or Dr. Christmas.
Dr. Christmas Jones.
At one point when they're having sex, he has the line, and I thought Christmas only came once a year.
Alright, I'm done with Vice Project Doom. What were we just talking about?
What inanimate object do you want to get rid of?
Oh my god. What inanimate object? I don't know. Is there something that you just like fuck it. Get this out of here. I'd never want to see this again. I'm looking around my house as if there's something in here, but I know
that's what I'm doing too. I'm
looking
around,
all
like,
the stuff in here.
Is there anything in here that can that's not really necessary.
Yeah. What did Abby say?
a large number of kitchen gadgets.
Okay.
Our air fryer, which I thought was going to be a good thing, and I asked for it for Christmas, and we have it, and we barely use it. It serves no purpose.
An air fryer?
Yeah, it's like instead of deep frying shit, you use like a. It's basically just an oven.
Okay.
But it's smaller, and it uses really hot air circulating through it to like. Fry stuff, but healthier frying stuff. But it's not
so
really.
So you're not frying. You're not
deep frying it.
Yeah, you're not frying it in oil.
Right.
Yeah. So you're not deep frying it. You're just.
You're basically. It. Yeah, like I feel like it does the same thing as kind of cooking stuff in the oven.
Yeah, you're baking it, putting hot air in a box.
We've talked. Maybe it'll serve a purpose come summer because sometimes when I'm cooking in the summer and it's so hot in the house, I don't want the oven on.
But you can take it outside. Nice.
Use that instead.
Yep. Can you take it outside? Is it electric? Is it?
It plugs in.
Okay. Cool.
Not even take it outside. You can use it inside. It doesn't put off as much heat as like the oven does.
Okay. What is something that an inanimate object that could just go away entirely? Gosh, I wish I would have thought about this more because I probably could have come up with something, but now I'm just going to come up with something dumb.
yeah.
An air fryer, though, that sounds right. I really don't know.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I saw a random question. I went with it.
Yep. Nope. Not working out. That's the right thing to do. It's okay. It's okay. Let me think about this though. What about like, could we just completely do, what could we completely do without? Like, could we, okay. Okay.
I mean, we can probably completely do without lots of things.
I know. Like,
and be perfectly fine.
Could we completely do without pencils?
I mean,
you know, we have pens.
Yeah, but pencils serve a purpose because you can like erase.
You can erase. That's true. That is true. Okay. Okay. Or could we do without pens because we have pencils already?
Yeah, we could probably do without pens, technically.
But then your
But then if you're signing marking, official yeah. documents, somebody can just erase it.
Erase it, see? So we do need pens. Okay, okay.
Need pens.
How about...
We could probably do without markers if we're going with writing utensils. You know, if we're staying on the track of writing utensils, like...
Okay, what color about...
color pencils? I mean, other than for art purposes...
I've got it. I've got it, Drake. The object that we absolutely do not need, quill pens. We do
quill pens.
We don't need any quill pens. We're over.
We only need them for props for old timey play.
All right, so maybe
I said that, and Abby put up her hands like, "What?
What the fuck? Of course I
buy
quill pens.
I buy quill pens and use them all the time. You don't write with them. You give them to other people."
Abby buys quill pens by the gross. She I need 144 quill pens.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she's got a little bin downstairs. It's got a ton of quill pens. She's probably never written with one. But.
Right. Like, what's like, okay, I feel like this question is like leaning us towards something that's outdated that we just do not need anymore. Okay, okay, how about this? Do we need, like, do we need matches? Because we have lighters now.
Probably not.
Yeah. Or do we need lighters because we have matches? Like, either way.
I think lighters are more efficient and are better than...
I agree. Also, it turns out lighters were invented before matches.
True.
That's a little factoid for you. Anyway, let's get back to this game.
I can do without matches.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think without matches. Fuck matches. Matches suck. You can never get them anyway. It's always too windy because you're always outside trying to light a campfire with a stupid fucking match. Ugh. Anyway, it's this matches is getting
Bunch
me all
of nonsense.
Getting me all riled up here, Drake.
Getting me all riled up. Fucking matches.
Fucking matches. I guess we better move on and do some final shots for final thoughts here. What do you think, Drake?
Yeah, it seems like the right thing to do about this time.
I know. I said that because I watched Drake start pouring a shot, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, yeah. great. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Woo. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's how you know you're alive right there. That's good. That's good. Okay. Okay. Vice Project Doom. Let's get back to this game here. Vice Project Doom, Drake. How many romance novel babes on the cover out of 10? Out of 10 now. Do you give how many romance novel babes out of 10 do you give Vice Project Doom for the NES?
I mean, I'm torn because it seems like it has great potential. It just all of a sudden gets so hard.
The difficulty spikes. Insane.
But I also feel like if I were just right now all of a sudden putting in Ninja Gaiden and playing it for the first time ever in my life, I would also probably hate it and be really frustrated by the difficulty once I got to like level 2 or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Like, do we just love Ninja Gaiden because that's what we had growing up? Like,
and like because I know it. I mean, I've still never beaten it, but
yeah,
I can, you know, make it to level 4 or 5.
Like, do
I mean I can make it to the final level?
My question about games like this, especially on the Nintendo Switch Online app, which is free if you have the online subscription, you know, like do. Let's say here in 2020, in quarantine, is there, you know, 13-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids out there who are playing these games? Or are they not at all? You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to assume not. I think these games are more for us.
I think so, too.
They are for, like, children.
Yeah. I mean, even though they were for children in our time, right. When we were
like, I saw recently a video on like Reddit or something of some dad who The title was something like he had just played his son in like Call of Duty and gotten his ass kicked. So his dad busted out the N64 and put in GoldenEye.
It was like, let's do this.
Once the music started playing, his dad was just like, oh, yeah, yes, look at this shit. And once it started going, the kid is just like, are you kidding me? Look at these graphics. Like, what? How do you play this?
Looks so fucking good. Plus, he used that sweet controller.
And then
the
video ended. I really wanted to see the dad, like,
just smoke his kid. Yeah. Love it.
I'm not sure if kids are playing NES and Super Nintendo.
I don't know.
Game.
I don't know either. But despite, even if they're not, how many romance novel babes out of 10 would you give Vice Project?
At this time, I mean, I'm gonna give it 7.5 romance novel.
Okay. I'm gonna give it a 7, just a solid 7. This game is good. I liked it because. Like the first level, you're like, oh, sweet, fucking driving. I can get into this kind of game. And then as soon as you're done with it, which it's not that hard, like you can pretty much get through it pretty much for free, I think.
It seems like there's no way to die in that first level.
Yeah. So you get through it and then you're like, oh shit, now I got this sweet fucking sword and I can do all this stuff. I don't know. I like the variety, especially in a game from this time period.
Yeah. But, that's why I wanted to skip levels. I wanted to play one of the shooting.
Yeah, the rail, because it's an on rail shooter.
Shooter levels.
Two levels, I guess. But I think I'm going to give it a 7. It's very good. That difficulty spike is insane, though. Like, that third level boss is like, or is this the second level? I don't
know. No, we're stage 3-1.
Oh, 3-1. Okay, yeah. Well, the boss of 3-1 is pretty much impossible. I do not think it can be beat. I don't know. Are you going to give him a shot here? Jerick's going to give him one more shot as we discuss this.
I was just going to see, because, it says what level. What am I throwing? Oh, grenades.
You're throwing grenades. You're wasting your grenades for this guy.
Yeah, level 3-1. I was just curious. Yeah, okay, the boss is level 3-2.
Oh, the boss is level... Okay. Actually, just keep trying to go forward. Oh, no, that is the boss. Because your enemy has health. It's just like Ninja Gaiden.
He's impossible. That boss is ridiculous. He jumps all over the place, gives you no chance. I don't know how you're supposed to dodge.
He has this bow staff that he keeps spinning everywhere, so you can't even jump over him or anything. Like, that's impossible. That is impossible. I'm going to lower my score to a 6 because you just played that one more
time. I'm going to lower mine to a 6.5.
Okay, great.
Until I can figure out a way to beat that boss, which I'm probably not going to play this game anymore. But
despite the 6 rating or whatever, like this is like it is fun. I don't know.
It's got potential.
There is something there. I would say this game is worth a play. Just to try it. I don't know if it's something to sit down and put hours into, but
right. But for a as far as I know, I mean, it seems like a relatively unknown game. I've never heard anybody really talk about this game.
Vice Project Doom, I mean, it comes up from time to time, but I think it only comes up in my world because, like, I seek out retro gaming stuff, you know? So, like, I hear about stuff like this, but, your average NES player, your average person our age, you're going to say, oh, did you play Nintendo when you were a kid? Oh, yeah, I had Mario 3 and I had Mario 2, and I had
Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden and whatever. I don't know. Burger Time. Actually, Burger Time is maybe more obscure than I think it is. But
Burger Time?
Burger Time's not obscure, I guess.
Is that obscure?
I don't know.
Make hamburgers.
I make hamburgers. like your Zeldas, I don't know. Like,
I mean, it's got a perfect 5 stars on Amazon.
Does it really?
There's only 5 reviews, but they're all 5 stars.
All
5. Reviews.
What do they say? Let's get a couple.
This guy says, great game. One of my absolute favorite NES games. On the first level, you're driving a car, and then the next levels, you are running around with your sword, gun, and grenades. Excellent replay value. This game will never get old. It also has one of the best soundtracks I've ever heard. It was a good soundtrack. And the controls are excellent, with awesome gameplay. definitely a must-have for NES collectors and or whoever is looking to play a really great game that not too many people even know about.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like this game, like, flew under the radar. I like that review. That guy really liked it. He didn't mention the boss of 3-1.
Yeah, curious how far he's made it. Multiple people are mentioning that it's similar to Ninja Gaiden.
Okay.
Yep. And then, yeah, one person just says, great game and totally an undiscovered gem.
I don't know if it's undiscovered, but...
I feel it is a hidden gem.
Maybe it's a hidden gem. It's
definitely a hidden gem.
I actually, like, was shocked. Like, shocked. I'm still shocked by this and, like, a few other of the decisions Nintendo made of the games to put on the NES Online app. Like,
I feel like they really kind of scraped the bottom of the barrel with some of the games, but...
I mean, yeah, but, like, there's this... Well, I'm not going to talk about it. It was the game we tried out just before this. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it because I think we might have to play that like in a week or two here. But we'll see. There's another game on the NES app that we were like, what the fuck is this? And we played it and we were like, oh, that's kind of fun. See, but that's the thing about us and our age is that we play an NES game and we're like, oh, that was kind of fun. A kid who plays any NES game is going to be like, what the fuck is this? You know, like
maybe, I mean, it depends on how many other video games they've played.
They've been exposed to. That's true. At least in our modern times here, you know, developers like to make new games that look like our old games. You know,
that's true. There are a lot of indie style
retro games,
indie like retro style games.
Yeah, with the 16-bit or the 8-bit or you know whatever it is. Usually it's 16-bit. I feel these
days.
I
am curious. Yeah, how many? Like, what is the demographic for those games? Like, how many younger people play those style of indie games as opposed to people our age?
Yeah.
You know, like how many 13-year-olds were playing Shovel Knight?
Right. Actually, probably a lot. I think Shovel Knight is pretty
popular. Shovel Knight's a very popular game, yeah. So that's why I'm curious. Like, Shovel Knight or, like, Rogue Legacy or whatever.
Rogue Legacy 2, bruh. In development.
Yeah,
Did we talk about that already?
We talked about that last time. Okay. I was trying to find information about it to see if they let anything else out. And I saw something that said it's been in development for, like, 2 years, and it's supposedly coming out this summer.
Oh, wow. Oh, holy shit. That's
so I couldn't find anything necessarily concrete on that, but okay.
Cool. One thing I read. Let's see. We found out what other people think. Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Vice Project Doom, could they do that?
They can. They can find me at Actirak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt. And early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, you know, just say hi. Like, this is in these crazy crisis times, we would just love to hear from you, Revelers. Like, I don't know, just make sure you're okay. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I want everybody to be safe. This is such a weird time. It's just so...
I know.
It's so weird.
I don't know what's going on in the world, man.
I know, and I honestly think, you know, nothing is ever going to go back to how it was before. Like everything changed in like 1 second, you know?
I know.
I don't know. I read an unfortunate article yesterday that, basically said like, we probably need to social distance until 2022 if we really want to beat this virus. Practice social, like, I, you know, obviously we're not going to be cooped up in our homes for that long.
I think we can do that though.
But what the article was suggesting is like all things like sporting events, you know, big group gatherings, concerts, stuff like that can't happen. Like, so I don't know. And that's my livelihood is that kind of shit, you know, like entertainment. So that scares me to death, but people will always need art. So
yeah, it's true.
So I don't know.
Who knows what's going to happen, man?
Who knows?
It's all like a day-by-day kind of thing.
It really is. It is.
Some sort of new information.
Yeah.
I mean, they're working on treatments. Like, that's really what they need. Some sort of drug that, if we can't get a vaccine, then at least a drug that, like, you get it and we can give you this and you're fine in a day or two.
And that was, I should have prefaced what I said earlier with that. Like, that article was saying, like, if no vaccine or some kind of treatment comes out, but yeah, we might have to social distance until 2022.
And they're working on those things. So I read an article earlier today that sounds promising for a drug.
Great.
That seems like it's helping people.
Great. Great. Love it.
We'll see.
Unlike the Brazil
hear from
drug.
Trump, like, talking about it way too soon.
Well, that drug that they were doing, or that they were testing in Brazil, like, was killing a bunch of fucking people. So,
well, yeah,
the one that Trump was like, oh, this is it, this is the cure, blah, blah, blah.
Not that one.
Yeah,
not
whatever.
The one that Trump is telling people to use because, you know, he's not a doctor.
No, fuck that guy. I can't even believe he's our president. Like, how? Anyway, the time to get political.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's about it for this week. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app or Apple Podcasts. We would really appreciate it. Jurek, you want to take us out?
I do indeed. Until next week, game on, romance novels.
Game on, romance novels. We did it, Drake.
We did it.
We did it. That was good.
Bunch of romance novels. Not even characters.
Not even just characters.
They're the actual books themselves.
Straight up romance novels.
Just a bunch of books listening.